on the KRDO Newsline is friend of the program, ABC News correspondent Andy Field, joining us from Washington. Andy, the president laid out his agenda, kind of looked back at his first 100 days last night in that joint address to Congress. Now he's taking that message on the road.
He is, and he's basically repeating what he said last night, but this time in Georgia, a consequential state in getting some of the things done that he wants to get done. He's there thanking the voters tonight, speaking as we speak, saying that it were not for Georgia voters, not only putting him into office, but also electing two Democratic senators in the runoff, they wouldn't have had this COVID relief plan. They wouldn't have the possibility of this giant infrastructure plan that he wants, because that gave Democrats the majority in the Senate by one vote. And he said, literally, elections do have consequences, and Georgia made a difference in the lives of every American because of the votes they cast.
Exactly. Another big takeaway from yesterday's address, something that's been talked about all day today, is another multi-trillion-dollar plan that was announced, the American Family Plan Now. And what's the likelihood of this and the other trillion-dollar plan for infrastructure continuing to move through despite having that one-vote majority in the Senate?
Well, it depends on how they work it. If they do what they did with the COVID relief plan under reconciliation, which is a kind of a budget voodoo trick that the Senate can do only a few times a year, that the party in power can pass something with just a one-vote majority instead of having that 60-vote supermajority, which you need for most bills to pass. It's not clear if they're going to try that again. They might. The president keeps saying he wants to get Republicans on board, and Republicans are indeed on board for some of the infrastructure plan, but their idea of infrastructure seems to be locked into 1950 as opposed to 2021, which is, it's roads, bridges, and rail lines. The president said, no, we're in the 21st century, and it's a lot more than that. It's also making sure that the families have the money they need to put kids in preschool, make sure that adults have at least some free education with community colleges, replacing lead pipes across the country so the kids aren't being poisoned by this. There's a lot of stuff in this plan, paid family leave, and all of this stuff is in the plan. Many things that Republicans say have nothing to do with infrastructure. It costs too much, and of course they don't want to raise taxes to pay for it.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, and a lot of other discussions, obviously, you know, gun control measures, things like that, immigration, definitely been in the topics right now. And is there any real work that could be done, or is this just continued kind of almost campaign talk gearing up for the inevitable 2024 run?
Well, the problem with gun control and immigration is those are not budgetary issues that can be done in reconciliation. So you do need a bipartisan. You need Republicans signing onto it, and you need at least 10 Republicans in the Senate in order to get over that filibuster hump, which basically blocks anything from getting done in the Senate. And so it's real hard to get compromises on these issues here. There are a lot of hardliners, more so in the Republican Party than the Democrats, saying, you know, shut the door and throw away the key, build that wall. Whereas Democrats are more open to immigration, certainly more open than President Trump was, and think that many of the things that he was doing was too drastic. So it's hard to find a compromise with that. When it comes to guns, there are Republicans who say, yeah, we need some stricter gun controls, but it's a tough election issue for them, whereas many of their supporters and the NRA that helps put them in office are saying, well, you know, we don't like any gun laws, so anything you pass, we're gonna work to make sure you don't win re-election. So those are tough things to overcome, but there may be some cracks in the foundation in terms of trying to get this passed. We'll see.
Yeah, and obviously we know we've got midterms coming up. The census just came out, so there will be redistricting issues with some states like Colorado gaining, others like California losing, or others like New York, rather, losing. So that could also shift a little bit of House balance. And again, you know, it's definitely something that it's obviously this continued wait and see, and we'll definitely keep a close eye on that. Andy, thanks so much. I'm sure we will talk to you very soon here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Thanks again for joining us right now on Thursday afternoon.
Thanks for having me.